Well, today, I'm very pleased to be visiting the Edinburgh offices of Skyscanner, a company which did extremely well in this year's Sunday Times Best Companies to Work For Awards, coming sixth overall and winning outright in the categories for Most Exciting Future and Best Personal Growth. So today, we're speaking to a PR manager at Skyscanner. Could you start by telling us a bit about what you do?
So, I am the PR manager for the Danish, Swedish, and Turkish markets. I look after our PR agencies there. And what that really means is that I work with them to get Skyscanner messages and stories into the media. So that could be anything from a big report on trends, on the future of travel, to smaller stories about where the Turkish people are going on summer holidays.
And how long have you worked at Skyscanner?
I have just celebrated my year anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Lots has changed in a year, but all good changes.
And what was it that attracted you to apply for a job here?
I had always wanted to work somewhere that was kind of travel-focused. My previous job was in a very dry environment, so much so that I decided I would go traveling. And then the day before I flew to South America for a few months, I had an interview here and found out when I was in the Bolivian salt flats that I got the job. So, really nice, yeah.
Skyscanner did very well in this year's Sunday Times survey of best companies to work for. Do you agree that it's a good place to work?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very funny thing, actually, because it very quickly becomes the norm for someone who works here. All these amazing benefits we have. So when you talk to someone else, you know, in another company, you suddenly think, wow, we're so lucky. So, you know, anything from flexible working to the small things like free fruit to people being able to work from their home country, they are all massive benefits that you quite quickly get used to, but I think everyone really does appreciate it.
So I guess it would be difficult to go anywhere else after this.
Yes, very much. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's the ploy that they've gone with.
Is there one thing that you'd identify for you as a particularly significant benefit?
I have to admit, what I really love is the flexible working policy. It's a quite casual thing. There is no formal procedure, but it very much places the trust with the employees. So, you know, if I want to leave early on a Friday, there is kind of this relaxed understanding. Do you know what? You'll make up the time when you can. You're in charge. You're the one who knows your workload and your own role, which is really nice. It's quite refreshing because it's quite unusual, especially within a large corporate, you know, organization. And so I particularly like that.
Is there anything that you might change about the company or about the way it treats its employees?
So we're growing at quite a kind of rapid pace. And I think because we have six different offices, you know, Beijing, Miami, I think as we grow, it will probably be something that we need to tackle in terms of how we all work together across different time zones. So I think at some point that will be something that becomes more of an issue. It's not at the moment, but I'm pretty confident that Skyscanner will be able to tackle that and tackle that in good time.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.